This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American
right.
dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I love to see you. I love all these comments from the 2020 presidential campaign tenders for Democrats on the president, how the president is handling the Baghdadi thing. And the reason I think it's funny is none of them had anything nice to say. None of them. Well, of course not. They're running for president. It doesn't matter what the guy does. They're not going to be happy with him no matter what he does. And this is proof positive. Joe Biden says, yeah, see that? There was success. Even in spite of an inept commander-in-chief. Isn't that great of him? Isn't that so presidential of him? We'll put it that way, all right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. We've got a smorgasbord of stories for you this hour. Always, always, always fun when I do these. I think they're fun. I know they drive producer Tammy crazy. So, professor says that grading good grammar are examples of white supremacy. I mean, come on, think about it. So now, all of a sudden, if you're telling kids or trying to teach kids proper enunciation, spelling, grammar, English as a whole, well, that's a sign of white supremacy. Grading is a great way to protect the white property of literacy in schools. That's according to Ball State University. They recently hosted a presentation to engage with the question of how English language practices in college classrooms they contribute to white supremacy. Now, freeing our minds and innovating ourselves from white language. I don't know what white language is. Is it accents? So which accent is it? Is it the accent from the South? Is it the accent from the Midwest or the New England? The multitude of New England accents. Which one is it? That was a 75-minute lecture on this by Aseo Inui, a professor and associate dean of college at the Integrative Sciences and Arts of Arizona State University. She said, we are all implicated in white supremacy. This is the part that makes me nuts. Right? Just because you're white means it has to be white supremacy. If you were Eastern European, I don't get it. You have to be a white supremacist? Have to be? Isn't that kind of, I don't know, that kind of single-minded, small-minded? We're all implicated in white supremacy? It is said that during the presentation co-hosted by Ball State's English Department in the university writing program. This is because white supremacist systems, like all systems, reproduce themselves as a matter of course, he said. Now, remember, these people, they're going out of their ways to suggest that, you know, the old poets, the old book writers, the old scholars, we should not really be studying them anymore because they are white supremacy at its finest. Well, we've done those stories a million times. You know, the stories written by people like, you know, Edgar Allan Poe. White people, white supremacy. There are stories based around white supremacy as far as they're concerned. I don't, and they can't prove it. They don't say it. It's just a matter of fact. It's a matter of course, as this person says. It includes the reproduction of the dominant white middle class. Because that's what we're doing. We're constantly pushing to reproduce that middle class, you know, the supreme middle class, or white middle class, excuse me. White language supremacy, according to Inu, is the condition in classroom schools and society where rewards are given in determined ways to people who can mostly or easily reach them because those people have more access to preferred and embodied white language practices. What is a white language practice? They don't say. Part of that access is a structural assumption that what is reachable at a given moment for the normative white. They use these words, they go on with these sentences, and you have to sit there and shake your head because you have no clues to what they're saying, and you don't want to perceive to be ignorant or stupid or anything like that. Your school can be racist and produce racist outcomes, Inu said. Even with the expressed values and commitments to anti-racism and social justice. In one of his slides, he states that grading is a great way to protect the white property of literacy in schools and maintain a white supremacist status quo. So in other words, grading a paper so that somebody knows whether they've done it right or wrong, how they can do it better, where they missed a mark, doing all of that is not right and unfair. So we're back to this again. No rules, no boundaries, no guidelines, no right or wrong. Remember, if you get my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, one of the chapters in the books is absolutely not. You can't have absolutes. This is a perfect example of that. There's no right way or wrong way to speak. There's no right way or wrong way when it comes to grammar. There's no right way or wrong way when it comes to any of this, you know, English and what have you. That way there's no right or wrong. I believe that ultimately that's what it's about. They don't want right or wrong. Because right or wrong denotes good and evil. Good and bad. We don't want that. They might feel bad. Another slide dealt with the possible objections to his theory. Right? I mean, seriously. These guys are amazing. We must rethink how we assess writing if we want to address the racism. So in other words, we want to get back to allowing people to be dumb so we can keep them deaf. That's all they want. Joe Mancini, your host, listen to Real Time. Be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens wants to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
Come on, let's get a little bit more out of your, you know, just dance a little longer. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us and for paying attention, for being part of the solution. And I mean that sincerely. Love it when you're part of the solution. Love it when you're involved and you engage. Because, you know, truly, when you're involved and you're engaged, and you're getting informed and you're getting what you need, then you can speak intelligently to all these issues. I mean, I got to tell you something. I'm getting really, really tired. And I know you have a right to, so don't start telling me, well, I have a right, sort of, or I want to. Yeah, yeah, of course you do. But then don't get all nuts when you get nailed because you don't have the right information or you've got misinformation. Look, I've been caught at it myself. Not, I mean, not that I've been caught at it, but I've been caught myself. Right, getting nailed with misinformation from somebody. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're with us, that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly, truly being part of the I got to tell you, I am, even during the breaks, when I'm checking some stuff, you know, it's just amazing to me how much BS that they're willing to sling to protect their own. Right? I mean, I know we, there's people on the right to do it. I don't do it. I've actually called out our own people for their indiscretions. All right, let's get back to it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. Professor says that grading and good grammar are examples of white supremacy. I've been trying to figure this out, even during the break. Read a little bit more of the story. I'm thinking to myself, okay, so here's the thing I don't understand. We were taught all of our lives how education would save you, right? Oh, come on, think about it. How education, you know, getting educated would get you out of your situation, get you out of your world, get you out of poverty, right? Help you to advance, help you to create, make, have a better life for your family. And now they're saying, well, we don't have to. You don't have to. Right? God bless. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting, just truly being part of the conversation, truly being, I don't want to say part of the solution and not part of the problem. All right? So the professor, making me nuts, says that we have to rethink how we assess writing. Because that's how we address racism. I would love to get that person on the phone with me to discuss, what do you mean by that? Right? We've got to unlearn. He goes on to say, we have to unlearn white language supremacy. Again, I say, what do you mean by that? He actually teaches a class called the Grade-Less Writing Course. No grades. Man, where was that when I went to school? I would love that. This is why you have students that can't read or write, and they're okay with it because they don't want them to feel bad. Right? Yeah, I find this amazing. The only way you're going to fix this, the only way you're going to go through and help our kids have a better shot in life, a better life as a whole, is when you decide to educate them and educate them properly. Make sure they can read, they can write, they can understand. That's just about reading. You got to understand what you're reading. You know how many kids don't? All right, for you Hillary Clinton lovers, apparently, George Washington University students have decided, I don't think so. You should not be running again. Another report by Fox News, who went out and actually interviewed some of these kids to see really what they wanted. Let's see if I can get this. If I get this rolling, I'll be quite excited. Okay? Okay, come on, say something.
College kids feel about that. Campus Reform's Eduardo Noreg went to George Washington University and asked that very question. Take a listen.
No. Come on, no.
Probably not.
I would not vote for Hillary Clinton in 2020 for the same reason that I did not vote for her in 2016. I'm anti-interventionalist.
No, you can probably see by my hat I'm a Bernie Sanders supporter.
I feel like I'd be afraid it'd be wasting my vote. I don't think she has much of a chance.
She kind of had her shot in 2016, and I'm kind of tired of hearing about her. It almost sounds like she's just kind of complaining because...
God bless her! Him. It. Them. It's almost like she's complaining. She is complaining. She's complaining how she lost. She's talking about... she's talking about how she's going to beat him again. Did you guys catch that? She was on some talk show, and they were asking her, and, you know, would she run? Is she running? You know, where's she at with this? And he said, yeah, I would beat her again. I loved it. I thought it was hilarious. So they've got all these wonderful people at the top. They've got all these people running for office. For president. I shouldn't just say for office, because it's not just for office. And they can't find one of these that they're comfortable enough with beating Donald Trump. You know, I've got some hardcore Democrat friends. I mean, they couldn't vote for a Republican to save their lives. But we get along because there are some things that we're very much on the same page with. And some of them have recently said to me, you guys have got it again. We have nobody. You're going to win this. He's going to get in. Now, these are my Democrat friends. He's going to win again. And I said, so do we get 4 more years of this garbage? Do we get 4 more years of all this yelling and screaming and he's a Russian agent and? Right? It just never stops. And it won't stop if he wins again. It will not stop unless we take the Senate, the House, and the presidency, and we take it with real Republicans for the House, real Republicans in the Senate. We have enough of the votes to actually make some of these changes we need to make. That's when it will get better. That's when the constant, consistent, I told you when they won, this was going to be a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week investigate to impeach. Right? Not just to investigate. They don't have a crime. They're looking for a crime. Think about where they started during the break. Take a few minutes. Breathe deep. Think about where they started and where they're at today. What do they got? My day, they called it Buckus. We'll be back in a few minutes. Listen to Real Side. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The only thing is they were talking about why didn't I give the information to Adam Schiff?
and his committee. And the answer is because I think Adam Schiff is the biggest leaker in Washington.
President Trump telling reporters why he didn't clue in Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi about his plan for the military to take out the world's most wanted terrorist, al-Baghdadi. The president traveling to Chicago to a police chief conference and praises the special forces in our military leading the mission who take out the top terrorist.
He was a sick and depraved man, and now he's dead. He's dead. He's dead as a doornail.
China trade talks and interest rate cuts drive markets up. On Wall Street, the Dow up 132 points, the Nasdaq up almost 83, the S&P 500 up almost 17 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
We are back. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. And I really appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I appreciate the time that you're involved, that you're engaged, or being part of the solution. Because there's so many, you know, truly, we can't just sit here, we cannot just sit here and yell at people and tell them what's wrong and what the Democrats are doing wrong and what whoever's doing wrong without giving you some solutions. Now, some of you say, well, you never give a solution. Well, sometimes there is no solution to the problem. There's a story that I'm reading about the, now you got a professor saying that good grammar, right, proper writing, good grammar, that kind of stuff, it's just another form of white supremacy. Now, I don't have to tell you to fix this, right? Because I've already done this a million times. The way to fix this is we have educators that take their proper place, right? Take their proper place in education as professors, as English teachers. That's how you fix it. You can't fix it doing what we've been doing, right? I find all of this amazing. And some of you who will ask me, you know, so how do we make things better? How do we get our education system back in line? You got to get the right people in those offices. And you know what I mean by that? We got to get the right people in those offices. You have to make sure that the people that you're voting in share your values, will fight for you. Because that's the other thing, too. These guys look like fighters when they're out there in the field, if you would. And when they actually get in there, it's a whole different story, isn't it? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, Joe Biden, since we're talking about him and everybody's all nuts about racism and all this other stuff that they, you know, why was it, and again, another double standard here with the Democrats, why is it that Biden was able to get away with so many gaffes back in 07 when Obama was running? Anybody remember the the actual comments that Obama made, I mean, that Biden made about Obama, I mean, they were hilarious. I mean, they were hilarious from a standpoint of how did he get away? Everybody gasped for air when he said it. And yet he got a pass. He wrote an article. What was he? Where was it? I think it was the New York Observer. He wrote an article. And it got published, and he's quoted as evaluating the presidential rival, Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton from New York, former Senator John Edwards out of a Democrat out of North Carolina, and Senator Barack Obama out of Illinois. His remarks about Obama really got people sitting on the edge of their chairs. I thought this was funny. I know some of you remember it. I hope you remember this. I really do. He said, I mean, you got a mainstream African-American who is articulate and bright, clean and nice-looking guy. I mean, he's a storybook man. Can you imagine Republicans saying this or even insinuating this? You've got an African-American who's articulate. What? Because we've never seen that before, right? He's bright, yeah, because most of them are dumb. And he's clean because most of them smell. I mean, isn't that what he's saying? I mean, my God, he's a storybook man that happens to be black. Then he has to come out 2 days later. He says, I deeply regret any offense or remark in the New Yorker Observer might have caused anyone. It was not my intent. At least not towards Senator Obama. I mean, seriously. And when he was speaking to reporters later on in the day, he said, look, my quote was taken out of context. I'm thinking to myself, all right, you wrote it. You sent it in. Do you mean it was misunderstood? Or do you mean it was taken out of context? Right? I mean, seriously. He said the Barack is probably the most exciting candidate the Democrat or Republican Party has produced. Well, since I've been around, Biden said. He's fresh. He's new. He's smart. He's insightful. And I really regret that some have taken totally out of context what I had to say. I mean, seriously. He said, I was just using one of my mother's comments. Ho, ho, ho. I'm not going to make fun of his mother. We would never do that to somebody. Right? So, and again, Obama came out and said he didn't think he didn't think Biden wanted to offend him, which I agree. I think Joe is, he's been out of touch with reality so long that when reality shows up, he doesn't know what to do with it. Just a thought here. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, and this stuff here, we need to see more of this. There's a second Democrat, or I should say a second Democratic aide, has been sentenced in the Kavanaugh doxing case. Right? I mean, until these people have to start paying for what they do, and I mean in jail. And the funny thing about it, when it comes to doxing, like for me and others, elected officials, it is not that hard to get their info. The second aide to Senator Maggie Hassan, Democrat out of New Hampshire, has been sentenced in a scheme to break into Hassan's office to obtain and publicly post the personal information of several Republican politicians, right, because they were upset. See, this is what we do now. When they're upset about something that we do, or they're upset that we got away with something in their mind's eye that we got away with something, they're allowed to dox. They're allowed to break the law. They're allowed to do things that we would never be allowed to do. You realize when you break into an office and you do what the... It's no different than what Watergate was. They broke into an office, a Democratic office, to find out what the game plan was. 24-year-old former aide Samantha DeFrost Davis, she was sentenced to 2 years of supervised probation with 200 hours of community service with a suspended sentence of 180 days in prison. She was ordered to stay away from Hassan's office, to include a current and former staff, and not to use any certain kind of computer applications. Davis was a staff assistant in Hansen's office in August of 2017 till last December. She was fired after the Capitol Police discovered her involvement in the so-called doxing effort. Prosecutors said that Davis helped 27-year-old Jackson Costco, another former Hassan aide, who had just pleaded guilty to 5 federal offenses. See, again, it goes back to you lost. So you're going to do, you're going to bully people? You're going to browbeat people? I got people down on Twitter right now trying to browbeat me or I won't say dox me, but whatever it's called. They're trying to get the people I do business with that I know, or they're trying to call me out. Like, go for it. Have at it. It'll just raise my ratings. 855-REAL-SHOW, 855-732-5563. You know, I've had this story sitting in the queue because I wanted to get to this. Yeah, I'll have time to do it. So the New York Times had a piece out that blows a gaping hole in this quid pro quo. And it confirms that the Ukrainians, they had no idea the aid was being withheld. So if you have a quid pro quo, don't you have to have an understanding of, I'm not going to get this till I do this? Come on, give us a thought. The New York Times may have just backed up a key Trump administration talking point to Ukraine, ironically, while trying to bury the president. You know, and that's usually what happens. These people do stuff, and all of a sudden, they're caught. Democrats in Washington are busy pushing closed-door impeachment efforts against President Donald Trump, and it's based on unproven allegation that he used foreign aid as a bargaining chip during a July 25th phone call with the Ukrainian president. But a key part of the Democratic case, it seems to have fallen apart, which is, you know, we know that usually happens, right? Because they go rushing out there. They got all this information. They're going to nail you. They go rushing out there, and what happens? They usually blow it. They never come up with what it is that they say they're going to have. Right? So the left-leaning Times, they confirmed this because the newspaper ran a piece that was meant to discredit the president's defense. And they, you know what? You have to come back. You want to know the rest of this? You got to come back. Joe Mancini, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
To the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, truly being part of the conversation, being part of the solution. You know what? I mean, just seriously. Just get with the program. Fight for what you believe in. I'm so tired of hearing about how we're beaten here, we're beaten there, we're beaten. No, we're not beaten anywhere. Until you give up, we're not beaten any place. Do you understand that? I mean, seriously. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And like I said, it's going to be a smorgasbord, so you got to keep up. This story makes me sick to my stomach, because if it was the other way around, I guarantee the courts would have kicked the crud out of us. The Supreme Court has rejected, and remember what I told you a while back, right? I said, do not rest on the fact that just because Donald Trump is president, that this religious beating that we're taking at times is going to go away, because it's not. Lauren Green did this piece for Fox News. She said one of the religious liberty cases in the Supreme Court justices won't be hearing is that Maryland High School student, Caleb Wood, he refused to take part in a school assignment to write the Islamic conversion prayer that states there was no God but Allah because she believed it directly contradicted her Christian faith. Look, I wouldn't do it. Couldn't do it. You guys who don't understand faith, I mean, you really don't. And some of you who don't take your religion, your belief system seriously. When you believe that Christ is your Lord and Savior, when you bow to nobody else for any reason, not even as a joke, okay? You don't give in. You don't do a homework assignment that says there is no God but Allah. Right? I mean, think about this. And it's not because I'm afraid that by saying that all of a sudden God's going to be mad at me. No, not at all. I mean, again, you have to think this through and think about who you're dealing with. She believed it totally contradicted, totally went against her faith. She should have been forced to do it. Now, the High Court denied the petition, and it angered one of the conservative commentators who saw that it is as caving into an indoctrination, right? This is going on at schools and college campuses. Now, she felt, and see, we're all in the, I mean, especially the left, are very much into feelings, right? She felt that it really violated her freedom of religion rights. And you see this happening more and more on school campuses, where certain religions are held up and others are not. Richard Thompson, president and chief counsel of Thomas More Law Center, which filed a petition, the schools are promoting Islam over Christianity or any other religion for that. Isn't that a double standard? Now, see, I would have gone after it as an established cause thing. I would have gone after it as a freedom of speech thing, a freedom of religion, if you would. Now, they say they're teaching history and social studies. Look, this is a Lord's Prayer. This is a salvation prayer. Would they allow, or can the kids write the salvation prayer? Maybe that we should do. We'll allow them to do that class and that prayer, or write that prayer at the front of the semester, and then at the back end of the semester, we can do the Christian one. You think they'd be okay with that? On top of getting an F in the class, Wood was also made to watch a pro-Islam PowerPoint presentation. Now, Wood felt that it denigrated her religion because it basically said that Christians are not as faithful as Muslims. Now, I'm sorry. What if I sat here and said, you imagine the outroar that would be if I said, that's not true. You know, Christians are much more faithful than Muslims and Buddhists and Jews and so forth. People would take offense at that, wouldn't they? I don't know how. I know some Christians couldn't find a church if their life depended on it. I know others that go to church, you know, every Sunday, and they go to the Bible study during the week, so the whole nine yards. I know Jews that observe holy days and go to synagogue on a regular basis. I know ones that couldn't find a synagogue to save their lives. So you can't make sweeping statements like that. The Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals, it ruled in February that the assignment to write the Islamic conversion prayer, it did not violate the Establishment Clause. Charles County Public Schools released a statement after the Supreme Court's denial saying, the decision reaffirms a favorable U.S. Court of Appeals for Fourth Circuit ruling that the school didn't impermissibly endorse any religion. But see, I would use this now from this point on. When it comes to writing things out of the Bible, writing scriptures out of the Bible, well, according to the Fourth Circuit ruling, that's not an indoctrination. It is not a violation of the Establishment Clause. Right? I mean, that's what they said. Writing a prayer, writing a conversion prayer, which is very a thing that most students, most Christian students wouldn't do, is not a problem. It doesn't butt up against the separation of church and state. The lawyer said that the High Court should have taken the case. He said it would have been an opportunity to challenge the ideologies of religious freedom. So again, I just go right back. Isn't it interesting how some of these courts rule? in favor of other religions than against Christian religions. Or the Christian religion. Although we have many denominations. Quite irritating. All right. Anybody remember Martina Navratilova? I do. She's come out. And you know what? More and more women, and I don't blame them. I really don't. You guys pound on me for science. You pound on me because I'm a Christian and I should believe in science and not God. Well, I believe in God. If you listen to the show for any length of time, I always say what I don't believe. I believe that God created science. Science did not create God and everything else. It's really that simple. But if you know, these poor women that work all their lives, they pound away, they work hard, they practice, they struggle, they give up, they sacrifice, they show up to the track meet, and there's a guy there. For all intents and purposes, there's a male there. Male physique, male body, male muscle, muscle strength, male frame. And I know many Democrats that I deal with that feel like, you know, they don't agree with this either. But if they say anything, their own group chastises them because they don't want to lose the transgender community. That's a good reason, right? I mean, do these same people beat their wives into loving them? Is that how that works? You'll love me or I'll pound on you? Because that's really what this is. You're going to accept me or else I'm going to chastise you. I'm going to make sure you don't work. I'm going to make sure you don't have a quiet lifestyle. But Martina says she doesn't believe that transgender women should be able to compete against cis women. For those of you who are not up, cisgen, cis woman means that you identify with the parts and pieces you were born with, although I never grew up understanding that you had to identify with anything. The former tennis star wrote an op-ed in Sunday Times. It detailed why she feels that this practice is unfair. She said it's insane and it's cheating. She said, I am happy to address a transgender woman in whatever form she prefers, but I'm not happy to compete against her. It's unfair. 62-year-old came out in 1981 and has been a gay rights activist after her playing career, but she thinks that men would force their way into women's competitions. And this is if this transgender allows to go on. And look at, there's more and more and more. If you're paying attention, if you're awake, if you're not in a coma, you would find that it's happening more and more. We've seen it in weightlifting. I don't know if I've seen it in tennis, but we've seen it in weightlifting. We've seen it in track. We've seen it in all kinds of things. See, what I don't understand, some of you sports freaks can explain this to me. What I don't understand is for years, you know, there was a Title IX law that forced you to make sure that male and female had males and females, they had the same access to sports fields, that the sports fields were maintained properly, that was the right height, right width, right length for the different genders. And all of a sudden, none of that matters. Well, it does sometimes. When they want it to, it matters. When they don't want it to, it doesn't matter. She said, to put the argument at its most basic, a man can decide to be female, take hormones if required by whatever sporting organization is concerned, win everything in sight, perhaps earn a small fortune, and then reverse his decision to go back to making babies if he so desires. Different organizations have different rules for eligibility, but the International Olympic Committee does require testosterone to be below a certain level in order for a transgender woman to compete. And I say that's the way it should be. Actually, I would do it differently. If you're born with one of these, this is where you're at. You're born with one of these, this is where you're at. She says you can't just proclaim yourself a female and be able to compete against women. The 18-time Grand Slam champion wrote, there must be some standard. So, again, when you think about this, when you think about how your body is built, when you believe in God and Mother Nature, your body is built differently. It has different strengths, different weaknesses. It's susceptible to different things, different diseases. I hate to tell you this, for you lefties that are listening tonight, there is a difference. Double T, your host, listen to the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, write it down for the next show. We're here all week. I believe you will be too. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.